week's Torah reading is called Va'ishlach, and he sent, and it starts with the story of Yaakov sending emissaries to his brother Esav after 20 years of not seeing each other. And of course, when they got apart, actually, Yaakov ran away from his house because Esav wanted to kill him, and he went to the house of Laban, and he got married with four women, and he got 10 children, 11 children, and a daughter. Now, they're going to meet again 20 years after, and Yaakov sends emissaries to see what's going on with Esav. The emissaries come back and say that Esav is coming to you with 400 armed men. Well, let's see what's going on. So Yaakov makes a whole business out of that, and he sends a gift, and he prepares himself, and so on. The story ends up with a hug and with a kiss. Our sages actually argue whether Esav actually kissed with truth. It was a true kiss to Yaakov, or he actually bite Yaakov. But whatever the case is, that's the beginning story of our reading. Now, the words in Hebrew are pretty precise. Every single letter in the Torah, every single expression in the Torah is very precise. And the way the Hebrew language expresses the emissaries that Yaakov sent, the Torah says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, and sent Yaakov emissaries. But the word emissaries is in Hebrew malochim. Malochim is also the same word used for angels. So the question is, wait a second, did Yaakov send people, emissaries, or angels to talk to Esav? So we have the main commentary of Rashi. He lived in France, the year 1000, and he writes two words to explain exactly what Yaakov did. Rashi writes, Malochim Mamesh. These were angels literally. Malochim means angels, and Mamesh means literally. That means, in this particular case, when the Torah uses the word Malochim, it doesn't mean emissaries, like flesh and blood emissaries. It means angels. This is what Rashi is saying, and the story goes on. Now, there's an explanation of the Maggid of Medrash. He was called Rav Doiber, and he was the second Hasidic master leader after the passing of the Baal Shem Tov, who founded the Hasidic movement. And in his last moments of life, the Maggid of Medrash explained a deeper meaning of what we just learned about Rashi and Yaakov and so on. The Maggid of Medrash says like this: when the Torah says that Yaakov sent Malochim, which could be translated as emissaries, and Rashi says, no, these were not regular emissaries, these were angels, mamesh, really angels. He sent, actually, this is the words of the Maggid of Medrash, ha-mamesh shel ha-malochim. The mamesh, whatever that means, I'll explain in a second, of the angels. What does the word mamesh mean? We just explained the word mamesh means literally, but also means tangible, the tangible part of the angels. Well, the Maggid of Medrash is saying that when Yaakov sent the angels to Esav, to his brother, he sent only the tangible material part of the angels, while the spiritual part of the angels remained with Yaakov. These are the words of the Maggid of Medrash. And of course, we have to understand, if you send emissaries, you send the whole thing, you know, a body with a soul, you can't put them apart. Furthermore, we do say a bracha, a blessing, after going to the bathroom. Then we thank God that everything works properly. Whatever has to be closed, it's closed. Whatever has to be open, it's open. And we start the bracha, the blessing, saying, Asher yotzer es ha'adam b'chokhmah, that God formed man with wisdom. And we end the blessing saying, Amafli l'aseis, baruch ta, Hashem amafli l'aseis. Blessed is God that he does wonders. He works wonders. What are these wonders that God works? Like, the whole creation is a wonder. So why do we actually talk about a wonder while thanking God that we could go to the bathroom and so on? One of the explanations is because the wonder is that God puts together spirituality and materiality all together. It's one thing, our life, it's one thing. Tangible part and spiritual part. And you cannot put them apart. And if you put them apart, a person passes away, God forbid. So what is the Maggid of Medrash saying? That God sent the mamesh, the tangible part of the angels, to Esav. You cannot put them apart. The tangible part and the spiritual part, everything together. The explanation of the idea of the Maggid of Medrash is as follows. In life, we have basically two parts. There's a physical part of the life and there's a spiritual part of the life. And God sends us down here to make this place a dwelling place for him. How? By the Jews fulfilling 613 commandments, but the non-Jews fulfilling seven commandments and the ramifications and so on. That's the mission, so to speak. Soul and body together, that's the mission. But the only way we can actually fulfill the mission and not be influenced by the world around us is when we are even down here, but still connected above, so to speak. If you're connected above, you're not going to fall. So that's what it means that Yaakov sent only the physical part of the angels toward Esav, for his brother. Because if Yaakov would have sent also the spiritual part of the angels, completely disconnected from Yaakov, the angels would have been influenced by Esav in a bad way. So while the angels were physically and completely with Esav, their heart, their mind, so to speak, was with Yaakov. And that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing over here. Besides the action that we do with the body, we still have to have a connection in a soul level with godliness. If a person, God forbid, forgets about godliness, forgets its mission, what are you doing over here? Why are you alive? You can easily get influenced by the world around you and completely get lost, God forbid. The only way to be successful in our mission is when we feel connected to godliness, to Judaism, to God, even being down here in a physical way, and also our spirituality is also here. Yeah, but in a place where a person feels he is, that's where he is found, actually. This is what the Baal Shem Tov says, the first Hasidic master, and that's the lesson for us. Never forget that as long as you're connected up, as long as you feel connected to godliness, then you have chances at least to be successful in your mission. Of course, you're going to have to work and so on, but you have to be connected. So the question for us is, okay, we're here, we understood the mission, we got it. How much do we feel connected in order to save ourselves from being influenced by the world around us?